بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تسجيل الأشعار وبعارف بالله عزة أقدس عزة شاحك محمد أخطر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا.
میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا 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 اے خدا. زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا, زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا. اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا, اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا, تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا. میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا, بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا, بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا. میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بسنا خدا, میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بسنا خدا. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا, تیری رحمت کا خورشید رو هو تيري رحمتك خرشيد روشن هو هر سزا سبري هو كيان سزا هر سزا سبري هو كيان سزا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا تیرے در ہے آسرا تیرے دریا رحمت کا ہے آسرا ورنہ اخاطر آمال سے میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا
الرحمن الرحیم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى اما بعد this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada sheikh arif billah rumi waq tabriz zamana mujaddid zamana hazrat shah haki muhammad afsar sahab nawwar allah marqadahu hazrat is teaching us true tawhid in this beautiful bayan and this is what allah ta'ala has sent us in the world to find allah and to realize the reality of Kalima La Ilaha Illallah. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali explains, there are two people standing on the bank of a river, and they both look the same, but there is a difference between the two. The one has crossed, went across the river, he knows the current, everything, and he has come back. The other one still wants to cross, and he wants to go meet his beloved on the other side. But he is looking at the flow of the river and he doesn't know how he is going to cross. So like that, we shouldn't be still in the nursery class. We recite out our kalima, la ilaha illallah, and very loudly also. But we didn't come to the Ahlullah and do the course to fill that la ilaha illallah with the capsule of tawheed. When the capsule of tawheed is filled in la ilaha illallah, then Hazrat is explaining, now when you tell Allah, la ilaha illallah, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا او اللہ besides you who is there for me حضرت explains even a person who's got a little heart and if your wife tell you who is there for me now besides you like my father passed away there's nobody I can turn to if you're a man with a little heart then you will melt Allah is the creator of all hearts and when we tell Allah there is nobody for us besides you then Allah Ta'ala showers his mercy upon us So Hazrat says so beautifully, that middle of the night, and all the time from the Ahlullah, from their hearts, the cry is, Mera koi nahi ah, tere siwa. The deep sigh which Allah has put in His name, Allah, Allah. And then if you say the who, after you take your sigh of regret, how I passed my life. But Allah, it is only you I can turn to. And Hazrat says, Eh Khuda, Eh Khuda, Eh Khuda. Khuda is a Persian word, Az-Hud, that Allah who is existing on His own, forever and forever, and will remain forever.
Allah has got no beginning, no ending. So Hazrat explains, when a person realizes this, now like Hazrat says, if you're living in a shanty and you don't have light, if there's load shedding, it doesn't matter to you. But now when you come out of that environment and you live in an environment of light, just the lights get dumb and you start realizing. And when there's load shedding, then you realize, but myself I should see first, is there load shedding in my heart? That first of all, am I trying to bring this nur of La ilaha illallah in my heart from the company of our Shaykh and Mashayikh? Hazrat says, Zindagi meri hai tere zikro likha, or meri maut hai tujhse ho main juda. Then a person will realize what is real life. Real life is when you are in the remembrance of Allah. And when you are, so to say, meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is we make our daily zikr. And one is that we are conscious that 24 hours I must be in the obedience of Allah. And then Allah gives us such opportunities that Allah calls us 5 times a day to His darbar. So when you go into sajda, you are meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person, the moment he becomes unmindful, then he realizes that I am like a dead person. How did I fall into a trap of shaitan? How did I cast this glance? Or how does the thought came into my heart that I am somebody? Yet now I am a very great pious personality. All this immediately a person realizes when you come in the company of the friends of Allah. And then you realize, the more we realize the marifat of Allah, the more a person realizes, what am I in the creation of Allah? Not even one step. And when a person gets more involved in the disobedience of Allah, then like today, people are living in misery. Every second person is living in depression. And why? Tere bin kyu andera andera hua. Mere dunya ka shamso kamar kya hua. That Allah, without you, it's just darkness and darkness. As Allah explained before the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Zulumatum ba'dwa fawqa ba'd. People were living in layers of darkness. That was the days of ignorance. Today people call themselves, we are progressing technology, but we are in sophisticated ignorance. We are in more darkness than in the time of the day of Jahiliyyah. So it's like even the sun is shining bright, a beautiful 14th full moon, but we can't get the beautiful sunlight. We don't enjoy the moonlight. Why we are living in darkness? And Allah reminds us, what is where you have to run to? Not to any psychiatrist. You wala takunu kalladhina nasullah wa ansahum anfusahum. Don't be like the people who forget Allah. Allah will make you forget yourself. Now to find Allah, run back to the Ahlullah. Don't run to the wrong people who will take you more into darkness. So Hazrat explains further, behre tufan gham hai mukhalif hawa, meri kashti ka hai tu hi bas na khuda. Said, oh Allah, now I want to come back to you, and am I turning back to you? But this ocean of your love, that is this ocean of your pain, of the love of Allah, there are so many storms that are going against my direction. It's trying to push me away. But oh Allah, if you steer my ship, no wind can push me away. And that is what we should be begging for Allah. One is Allah make our islah through the barakat of our shaykh, and one is Allah yajtabi may yasha. That Allah just pulls whom He desires. So beg Allah, Allah, we are too weak and all the winds are blowing against us. But oh Allah, when You pull us, our Dada Shaykh used to say, Allah mein aise jaz farmaye, ke pure alam ki taqat hame ek zarra barabar haath se na hataye. That You pull us in such a way that the whole world's forces won't able to move us one breath away from You. Then Hazrat explains, now when a person realizes this, and begs for tawbah and the Ahlullah, their ibadah, they're making tawbah on it. Myself soaked in sun and we don't realize that we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And that is the only solution for any type of problems, depression, astaghfar and durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam. And as Hazrat teaches us, make our zikr of La ilaha illallah daily and make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then a person says, it will find, teri rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua, har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. Now Allah, I find myself in a different enjoyment. It seems like such light has come into my heart because Your mercy has engulfed me. Allah is just one drop of tear, the hair of the head of a fly, and Allah Ta'ala sends down His mercy. And now a person who was totally criminal offenses, now they say no offense upon you. Allah Ta'ala just wipes out all our sins. Allah Ta'ala's kindness is so much, but we have to turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and beg Allah Ta'ala and tell more don't come. A person should never ever think that now I'm a wali of Allah, I'm forgiven. Hum karte rahe aur darte rahe. We have to try and be worried that, oh Allah, I don't know if you're going to accept me or not. And finally, we should be begging Allah in this way. As our Dada Shaykh teaches us, Tere daryai rahmat ka hai asara, warna akhtar hai amal se benawa. Our Dada Shaykh teaches us, and there was his level of the love of Allah, then where we stand a chance. That my amal are too weak. Where can I present my amal in your court, O Allah? No amal I have got. So I'm only hoping of your ocean of your rahmat. And Allah's ocean of rahmat, when it pours, any person can get encompassed in that. So we should be just begging all the time that, oh Allah, drown us in your rahmat. We find the hajis also, they're making sa'i. One of the du'as they should read, Rabbi khfir warham, wa tajawaz amma ta'alam, innaka antal azul akram. That, oh Allah, you just forgive me and shower your mercy upon me. You know all my conditions. And ya Allah, you engulf me in your mercy. Allah, give us tawfiq and engulf.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. Ni kitab Hayatul Muslimin of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh. Chapter 18, Qurbani. Qurbani or sacrificing animals on the occasion of Eid al-Adha is obligatory on those on whom Sadaqah Fitr is compulsory. Compulsory is an ibadat of such tremendous significance, even if it is not obligatory. One should endeavor to render it. There is great thawab in even making qurbani on behalf of one's nabaligh, underage children. Qurbani made on behalf of the dead is also very beneficial. Is that the thawab reaches the dead. Some Quranic ayat and a hadith will now be narrated in regard to this important sacrifice. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that sacrificing of animals has been ordained on every ummah, so that the name of Allah is mentioned on these particular animals which Allah has bestowed on them. Another ayat of the Quran, Allah says, we have made the sacrifice of camels and cows among the saline features of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْبُدْنَ جَعَلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ فِيهَا خَيْرٍ. There is benefit in it for you. There is a lot of goodness for you. According to the Quran Sharif, there are both worldly benefits as well as deeni benefits in the ibadat of qurbani. Allah Ta'ala has declared the sacrificing of animals as a saline feature of Islam. In addition to thawab in the year after, we derive the benefit of consuming their flesh and making use of their skins. The qurbani is an ibadat which has been instituted solely for our benefit. Hence the Quran Kareem says, لَيَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ وَبَشْتِرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ وَبَشْتِرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Neither the flesh of the animals nor their blood reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is your taqwa, that is your piety and sincerity of heart which reaches him. And Allah Ta'ala says later on, God convey glad tidings to the sincere ones. Although sheep and goats are also animals for sacrifice, the Quran Kareem specifically states that the sacrifice of camels and oxen is a saline feature of the deen. Sacrificing camels and oxen will therefore be of greater merit. The meaning of sincerity in Qurbani is to make the sacrifice purely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and to obtain thawab. The intention must not be to eat meat, although it is only natural that the flesh of the sacrificed animals will be eaten. The intention for making the qurbani should never be thus. If the intention is mere consumption of meat, the qurbani will not be valid. Allah Ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Perform salat for your Rabb and sacrifice animals. The command of salat and qurbani are given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the above mentioned ayat. Qurbani being coupled with salat and commanded directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an obligatory duty for him to discharge, points to the emphasis which Allah Ta'ala lays on this ibadah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, during the days of Qurbani, there is no deed of man more beloved to Allah Ta'ala by Allah Ta'ala than sacrificing of animals. On the day of Qiyamah, the sacrificed animal will arise with its horns, hair and hooves. The sacrificed animal is accepted by Allah Ta'ala before the blood reaches the ground. Therefore, render the qurbani wholeheartedly and happily. This hadith in fact states the following. The greatest act of ibadat during the days of sacrifice is to make qurbani of animals. The full reward of the sacrifice will be obtained in the year after. Thawab will be obtained for every hair on his body and for every drop of blood in the body. The act of qurbani is so dear to Allah Ta'ala that it is accepted immediately. The act is rendered even before the first drop of blood reaches the earth. And the Muslim should offer the sacrifice with love and with the true spirit of sacrifice. They should not bicker unnecessarily about the price being asked and about the money being spent in obtaining an animal for sacrifice. Qurbani is a very great sacrifice and should not be spoiled by displaying a poor and miserly attitude. Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu narrates that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the Qurbani practice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "It is the way of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam." The Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, "What will we acquire by it?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "A good deed is recorded for you in return for every hair on his body." Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there is wool on the body," Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A good deed in return for every strand of wool on his body." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Inshallah, we'll continue next week.